My friend Sean Vieg here with Fitness Unleashed with Sean podcast. Thank you for joining me today. By the way, if you want to learn more about me and download my free fitness app, check out my online training program and view my total library of fitness books, go to SeanViegFitness.com. It's in the description of this podcast as well. Again, that's SeanViegFitness.com. I'm sitting in my car. I just pulled out of my driveway. The car is off right now. And I wanted to do this quick podcast episode. I talk so much about focus lately and how to utilize that, how to be as effective with your time, how not to waste time, how not to give in to distractions. And earlier today, I was doing some work. My wife is working on our taxes, which is stressful as well. I was helping her with that a little bit, but she's way better than I am with the numbers. But I was giving her certain information on stuff of mine. And then I went up to my loft to the computer and started to do some work. The problem was, is I had three different things in my head that I was going to work on. One was answering emails and comments from YouTube and from my online training program, Sean's Vault. Another one was looking at a book proposal that I'm working on for a literary agent that I've been going back and forth with now for the last week. And three was editing a video. Of course, all three put together, it's chaos. My mind jumps around and I cannot give proper focus to each one, especially this book proposal, because in my mind, I was thinking I would do it in about an hour, and I was silly me. It's something that I definitely want to take a couple weeks at least working on. I said an hour because I'm in this field almost 24/7 in health and fitness. So, of course, I'm always marketing and promoting, so I'll put it together. Anyway, started to get a little frustrated. I started to get confused and annoyed. I talked about this a couple podcast episodes ago about three things that I do to get unstuck. And I took a step back and I said, well, Sean, why don't you follow your own advice, you silly, silly man? And I walked away from the computer. Well, actually, I stood up first and I walked around the chair. I didn't want to, fall over the chair. It's too literal. And I grabbed a couple books and sat down and read for a while. That was one of the things I said in the podcast about how I get unstuck is read. And it is incredible. Within about a paragraph, my mind cleared. My focus sharpened again. My mood elevated. I started feeling at ease again, inspired, because I am I can't live without being inspired. That's what I'm always chasing down, is some kind of project and some way to be inspired. So I read for about a half hour. It doesn't even matter which books they are. That's not even the point. It was the act of focusing on those beautiful words and those sentences and those paragraphs. Cleared my mind, had a little snack, and now I'm heading out to go film and work out, run some errands, go to the library. The library is a huge source of inspiration for me. I can't even put into words the love affair I have with bookstores and libraries, browsing the stacks, sitting down and reading a little bit, checking out titles, and, well, I mean, there's plenty to do in a library. By the way, a sad thing that I see in libraries, this is a little side point, is that when I walk in, I see a lot of people on their cell phones. I'm like, well, why do you want to do that in the library? Grab a book and read that instead. Maybe they're reading books on their phone, but it seems like inappropriate to me. I'm like, no, go browse the books. There's thousands of them here and thousands more you can reserve. I just reserved a couple more. I have way too many books than I will ever be able to read, but I think it's a good addiction. Anyway, I wanted to reiterate, taking my own advice, of course, of grabbing a book, reading, and now my mind feels so much better. I'm going to go out and move and film. It's a great way to get unstuck. I don't want to keep bashing my head against the computer screen, especially when I'm trying to do three things at once. That's silly. But old habits die hard, don't they? And I want to let you know that, you know, I do videos. You see me on the screen. You work out with me. I do books and all these things. But I go through these things all the time as well. I hit bumps. I hit walls. And the famous quote by Albert Einstein, insanity is doing the same thing all the time and expecting different results. So I took my own advice and I feel good. All right. We'll cut it off right there. That's what I wanted to share with you. I love these. I want to do more impromptu podcasts as they come to me, of course. You don't want to force it. You want to be natural and spontaneous in what I'm doing. Well, thanks for listening. If you feel the same way or have thoughts on this, please, you can contact me through my Facebook page at Sean Vieg. I'll put that in the description as well for this podcast. And always head over to my webpage, SeanViegFitness.com, to download my free fitness app, check out my online training program, my store, my collection of books, and everything else. Thanks for listening, my friends. This is the Fitness Unleashed with Sean podcast. And keep an eye out and an ear out as I have started reaching out to a lot of different people to have as guests on this podcast. We'll get a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of great discussions going on health, fitness, and everything else in between. It's a pleasure, my friends. Thank you for listening. And I will see you, or I will talk to you. You will hear me. All right, just end it, Sean. End it. That's a whole Seinfeld quote right there. All right, God bless, my friends. Thanks for listening.